Life was good for Colleen Abenanti of Simi Valley. The single mom had a good job, a nice place to live, and was involved in her son's school. Then, suddenly, it all fell apart.
I was living with my son. He was 5 years old at the time. We lived in Simi Valley. I had worked a job in Chatsworth, and I lost my job in 2007 due to the economy. I don't know if it was pride or ego, but I didn't contact my family. And of course, when you lose your job, as much as I searched for another job, things kind of crumbled all at one time.
Abenanti says it's something no one thinks will happen to them.
I used to be the one that would see a homeless person, you know, holding a sign asking for money. And I would think to myself, ugh, get a job, you know, until that was me.
Realizing she was losing her home, she gave custody of her son to her ex-husband. She was soon living in her car, and thanks to some of the homeless people she met on the streets, was introduced to drugs. Abenanti needed help and got some from a Ventura County-based nonprofit group.
The Samaritan Center has been serving the homeless and the at risk of becoming homeless for 24 years in Simi Valley and the East Ventura County area. We offer basic services of hot showers, clean clothes, a prepared meal for them in the morning, a sack lunch for the afternoon, and then a dinner site that's usually a home-cooked meal. And then we offer a winter shelter from November until March.
Betty Eske is executive director of the Samaritan Center. It reported some 7,000 visits for service last year. Eske says there are an estimated 300 to 400 homeless in Simi Valley on any given day. Many of them are older people who are especially at risk during the winter months.
We're making certain that they get their flu shots. We're making certain that they have their sleeping bags and their blankets and all that are able to come to us sober and not under the influence of drugs or alcohol can go into the winter shelter program located at different churches each evening.
Eske says the nonprofit survives on donations from the public, from churches, a federal grant, and money from some foundations. This Sunday, the United Methodist Church in Simi Valley is hosting a 4 p.m. holiday benefit concert to try to help the center financially. Eske says while food and clothing donations are important, it's a constant struggle to raise the money to keep the doors open.
All the food and all the clothing can come in, but if we don't have the money to pay for the services that we're offering, it's a difficult time for everybody. I'm hoping that the community will remember when they're thinking about their end-of-year giving that they will remember the Samaritan Center for what we're doing.
In Colleen Abenanti's case, she visited the Samaritan Center for things like food and showers for nearly 2 years before she had a personal epiphany. She realized that her life had to change.
Betty could tell that something was different. She said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No, I need help." And, Betty took me to a treatment center, reconnected me with my family, reconnected me with my child, my very first job out of treatment.
The Samaritan Center's Betty Eske says being able to help get someone off the streets once and for all is their dream.
It's the power and the energy that keeps us going. We met her when she had just become homeless. We saw her down spiral because she was around others who were using drugs, and then one day for her to walk up to me and say, "Today's the day."
Abenanti says she feels like she has a new life.
Life is incredible today. I have my son back in my life. I have a wonderful job. I'm now part of the Task Force on Homelessness in Simi Valley. I try to do everything I can to help out at the Samaritan Center as much as possible because I always say to Betty, "You saved my life." She says to me, "No, I just helped you save your own."
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.